Tonight's shir, Simen Sadi Aleph. Simen Sadi Aleph, she'ezor masnov yechaseh rosho b'shas tefillah. A person should have a belt around his waist, and he should cover his head when he davens. See if Aleph. Hoyesetalis chagur al masnov l'chasoso m'masnov l'mata. If he had a talis material covering his hips and down, that's insufficient. He still cannot daven until his chest is covered as well. This is a parallel phrasing to the halach in Simen Ayin Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch wrote, even though mimastav lamal his arum, mutla kos kriyishma. But the hispalel also chichas alibo. So now in Hichas Tefillah, we have the same arrangement. He has the towel, let's say, tied around his waist. He's totally covered from the waist down. Also the spal, he still can't damage from Nesri. Achi chasalibo, until his chest is covered as well. Vimlo kises libo, and if he didn't cover his chest. Oshenenas ve'in lovalich his kasa, maybe there's an oinus, there's nothing else to cover. Ha v'chise ervaso v'hispalil yatsa. Since he covers his erva, and the Be'er Halacha points out, and ein libo roe esa erva, and he davens like that, he'll be yotza. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Ad v'chulu. Tetzarechu liros es atzmo kilu oimer lifnei hamelech medabe be'ema. The difference between the halacha by kriyishma and the halacha by tefila, that by tefila we require that he covers his chest, is because he has to see himself as if he's standing in front of the king and speaking with a sense of awe and dread that you don't apply to other parts of tefillah or kriyishma. See if katan beis shechasali bo, he has to carve his chest, but who I didn't call gufa, really his whole body should be covered. And the notes on the side point out if that's the case, then he probably shouldn't daven in short sleeves. And he shouldn't daven in shorts, even though that's an accepted mode of dress. But if there's a concept of who I didn't call gufo, then there's going to be this emphasis on wearing slacks that go down to the feet and even wearing a shirt that doesn't stop by the elbows. Sifkatan gimel, ho'il. If he did daven with his chest exposed, he will be yotza. But it's limited to say, afil hoya mimastav lamala arm yotza, even though from his waist up it was uncovered, he's yotza b'di'evet if he daven like that. Si'if beis. Tzorch le'ezor ezor b'shas ha'tfila. It's necessary to put on his belt when he davens. Afilu yesh lo avneit, even though his slacks, his pants, have a waistband. Shein li b'roes ha'erva, and it keeps the heart from seeing the erva, the separation between the top of the body and the bottom of the body. He still should put on this belt. Mishum hikoy. Because the pasuk says, "He called, prepare, likras Hashem lakecha, prepare yourself to greet Hashem when you're coming to daven. You should be fully dressed." Avol sha'ar brachos mutl levarch bloch hagor. Other brachos you can say without this belt, me'achas sheish to mechnasai, because he does have his trousers on, and ein libero se erva. The Ma adds, "Ve'ein libero se erva." That's the mile of mechnasai. That takes care of the separation top of the body and the bottom of the body, that his heart does not see the erva. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dalet Tzorech. It's necessary to put on this belt when he davens. Ubedyevid mispal below ezer yotze. Bedyevid if he davens without the belt, he's yotze. V'yesh oimim od. Some say further, the davka mishorogel kol yom chagura. This is only for a person who regularly wears the belt. Amishahar kol yom chagura. If someone goes all day without it, gamish has tefillah tzorech lach. That when he davens, doesn't need it either. Miyomidus chasidus apie gegavna. Midas Chassidus says, even if he doesn't wear it all day, to dafka wear for davening. Now, when we think about this halacha, it sounds like he's describing a gartel. And this is why Chassidus wear a gartel. You put on a special belt for davening. But the notes on the side point out that people don't do this. We don't see everyone wearing gartloch. We're not defying the Shulchan Aruch. So he explains that the Stipler and Hashem Zalman said that it used to be that when people went to a formal affair, they always wore this type of belt. I want like a cummerbund. something like that. This is not a regular belt to hold up your trousers. This was part of your clothing. This is part of your attire. And Mamelu for Shmonesre, he can the cost of the Achim, he should be fully dressed. And that's being fully dressed. Today, we don't say a person's missing an article of clothing if he's not wearing a belt. And therefore, the whole concept changed. This Ein Libur Asa Erva. But that wasn't the issue here, because he's wearing his Mechnasayim that took care of Ein Libur Asa Erva. There's a waistband. That takes care of that. The Shah has this extra belt, this extra Ezor or Chagura. So once upon a time, that was part of the fully clothed and formal attire. And then we say that that's how he should dress, and it's Midas Chassid, this Inir doesn't wear it all day to wear it for davening. Today, that's kind of lost because we don't look at it as if a person is lacking in his clothing without it. Sifkad hei avnet, even though he has an avnet, but something to say, avnet shemich nasayim, it's referring to the waistband of his trousers, hamafsik bein libo le'erev, which separates between the top of the top of the body and the bottom, that his heart doesn't see the erev. Sifkad vav, Bisham he coldly crossed for Gomer. The reason why he should wear this Azor, this belt, is because he should prepare to greet to Ibn Ishlalam. Isa Bizar Vishan. If you look in Zar Kosh Parshas Vishanan, Manda Kambitzluse, one who gets up to Damash Manesre, Bala Chasuya Beshe Ve'enoi begin lo yistaka b'shchinto. He should cover his head and his eyes not to gaze at the Shechina. Vahina Batal Shlomitsa, he wears a talus, goes over his head. And that's where it comes the minhag to this day to put the talus over the head down to the eyes when he davens Shmoneh Esrei. Man de polkach einoy b'shaslu, say one whose eyes are open when he davens Shmoneh Esrei, makdem le'malach hamavis chulu. So he's inviting the malach hamavis. Ayin simen sadehevish tebus of kan, hey, look, the head and Simon Sadi Hamish the Bruce of God. Hey. So the idea is not supposed to look around. You don't look around during Shmoneh Esrei. He brings in Simon Sadi Hay Sivkan Hay. If a person doesn't close his eyes, B'Shas Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, he won't be Zerichet to see Pnei Shechina. But if he's dark with the sitter and he's looking at the sitter, less than both, there's nothing to worry about. Se'if Katan Zayin, Sha'ar Brachos. Other brachos he can say without this special belt, void in kriyishma, and similarly he can say kriyishma, loshach hikon the cross of lekecha, ki im k'sh'omet v'yamelech. The pasuk of hikon the cross of lekecha, prepare to greet the Ibn Ishlalim, your God, it was only relevant when he's about to stand in front of the melech, which is Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkan ches mechnasayim, as long as he has mechnasayim, as long as he has his trousers, we're not worried about Libros Erfa Vordin in the Gadav Munachim Devuka Mamash Al Habatan. It would be the same if his clothing, like a gown, is pressed tight against his stomach. Umafsikin Ben Libro Erfa, that separates between his heart and the Erfa. So that would also be sufficient. Se'if Gimel. Yesh Oimim. There are those who say, Shasur Lohotzi Askar Mipir Verosh Magula, that it's forbidden to utter the Shem Hashem if his head is uncovered. V'yesh oimen, some say, sheish limcha shloli kanes v'sekneses begili harosh, that one should protest that no one should enter a shul with the head uncovered. Mishtabur sifkan tas begili harosh, with the head uncovered, ayeh in ber halacha, look in the ber halacha. The ber halacha writes that yesh oimen sheish limchais mashakasiv le'el simen beis. Back at Siman Beis, we wrote Dafila Bli Askara, even without mentioning Shem Hashem, Veshlo Beis HaKnesses, and without Shul, Osir Leilech, you can't go without a yarmulke. I'm Berhetev. V'Pi Megadim Tiyas, Megadim explains, Dil Dafka Dalaramis. That's saying you can't go Dalaramis. Don't go Dalaramis with your head uncovered. That's in Siman Beis. V'Kan, over here it's saying, Osir Afila Paz Dalaramis. Even if you're not going Dalaramis, you can't be in a Shul without your head covered. The Taz wrote that in our days, Medina, you can't go even less than Dalaramas without a yarmulke. Se'iv Dalet. Kova'im kapala balaz. A hat, a cap, hakluim mikash, and it's made from braided straw, wicker. Chashiva kisui, that's also a covering. But putting the hand on the head, lo chashiva kis, is not considered a covering. Vim acher meniach rado al rosh hashazeh, but if someone else puts his hand on this one's head, mashma de chashiva kisui, the implication is that that is considered a good covering. It's only a person's own hand can't cover his head. Someone else's hand can cover his head. Because the head and the hand are the same body. The body can't cover itself. However, if a person has the practice of pulling on the sleeve on his hand, then using the sleeve, you pull the sleeve down to your hand and then cover your head, so the sleeve is over the head, shapechash of kisi, that is considered a proper cover. Sif hey, lo ya'amod ba'apundaso, a person shouldn't stand wearing his money belt, taska balaz, v'lo barosh magula, he shouldn't stand with his head uncovered, v'lo baraglai magulim, with his feet uncovered. If it's the derech of the way of people in that place, not to stand in front of great people unless they're wearing something on their feet. So when you stand up for Shemoneh Esrei, it has to be with the proper decorum. And that means you have to take off a money belt. You can't have your head exposed. You can't have your feet exposed unless that was the norm in that place.
What about beepers? Cell phone holsters with cell phones in that are turned off, where they usually keep them.
It's a good question. They don't talk about it. If a person would have an interview with the governor with that and not feel he's misdressed, I think that would be acceptable. It depends what's the norm. I think if someone had their Bluetooth over their ear, that would be a problem. I think it's totally inappropriate to dance on an essay with that Bluetooth gizmo over their ear. But I don't know if it's the same as a money belt. Mr. Bruce of Kanyan Alf, but Apundaso, who Azer Cholul, Shemesimba Mos. This is a hallowed belt that is used to place money. It's not respectful to stand wearing that belt in front of the Ibanishan. Similarly, it's not appropriate to daven with a house coat of sorts, maybe like an apron kind of thing, or in undergarments, or in pajamas. That's not the way you daven. It has to be respectable. So if these things lack their cheretz, then you're not going to daven that way. Sifkon yud beiz megula, his head can't be uncovered. So nowadays, it's important to put on top of the head during davening the type of hat a person would wear when he walks in the street. Not relying simply on the small hat, the yarmulke, under the larger hat. Because a person wouldn't stand in front of important people that way. Goes out saying, you can't wear your shlufkapel, you can't wear the yarmulke you wear to sleep, to daven Shemoneh Esrei. And again, this is what's considered norm for those times. If today it's perfectly acceptable to stand in front of anashim chashuvim without it, then one can daven that way too. Eile hispalel b'batei shukayim shal pishton levad. One should not daven wearing linen stockings. That's also considered unacceptable to stand that way in front of great people. Especially if they're not wearing socks at all and they're wearing sandals and the heel is exposed, that's not derechatz. And also one should not wear during Shemoneh Esrei gloves like people wear in the street. I say on these people, that I don't want, Rebbe Hashem says, the feet of the arrogant and the hand of the wicked. Just stay away from me. I'm not interested. The notes on the side bring, Hashem Zamar said, this is referring to gloves that people wear either for work type of gloves, or maybe as part of a costume or dress. We used to wear gloves. But if someone is cold and they're wearing gloves just to keep their hands warm, you're diving at the kaisel and it's cold outside, so he held you allowed to wear those gloves during the davening. From the chayodim before, it seems to say that even stockings of wool by themselves are not sufficient. Really, it all depends on what's the minhag ha'makom. What is considered acceptable and what's considered unacceptable in that place. The Ramam was made as a takono not to go into shul with these long shoes. I think he means boots. You don't wear your boots when you daven. But if the derech in that place is you could stand in front of the gadol in your boots, then mut, it'd be okay. So it all depends. If the boots are something you walk in the mud and the wet and you take them off and put it, so then that's, you take them off before you daven Shmoneh Esrei too. But if people wear boots all day and that's considered derech eretz, then you can wear boots for davening also. Mishtabur Sukkot Yugimah, Megulim, their feet should not be exposed. Miyu, however, Beged Aruch Shechoyfes Reglayim, let's say they wear this long gown that covers their feet. O Barzosa Chamin Ma'od, She'on Mishum Gam Kem Efnei Gedom Yochef, or in the lands that are very hot, and people will stand in front of great people barefoot. Ein Lochush, then there's no concern. Afil HaBegodim Katsarim, even if their clothes are not that long and they're shorter, V'nirin HaReglayim, and you see the feet, if that's the norm, then it's okay. So again, this goes back to what we said before. It all depends what's considered derech eretz for that place and that time. And when it comes to cell phone holsters and the like, if that's not considered a lack of derech eretz, then I believe that would be acceptable.